Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, mornings can be a whirlwind, right? One minute you're hitting snooze, the next you're scrambling for that coffee cup, trying to remember where you left your keys. It's a constant juggling act. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all have access to that can help us navigate those hectic mornings and actually feel calm amidst the chaos? It's called staying present. Sounds simple, right? Well, trust me, it's easier said than done. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay present in the moment, because believe me, this skill is like a secret weapon for conquering your day with grace and ease. Ever feel like you're constantly caught between yesterday's worries and tomorrow's anxieties? You know that feeling when your mind's racing, replaying past events or fretting about things that might not even happen? That's the classic sign of being stuck in the mental hamster wheel, spinning away from the present moment. But here's the truth. Life happens now. All the magic, the joy, the beauty, it all unfolds in this very instant. Staying present means showing up fully to each moment, savoring the good, learning from the tough stuff, and letting go of what's beyond our control. So how do we actually pull this off? It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight, but rather weaving mindfulness into our daily routines. Number 1. Practice mindful breathing. Seriously, it sounds so basic, but taking a few deep breaths can anchor you back to the present moment like magic. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and just feeling your breath flow in and out. Number 2. Engage your senses. Start noticing the little things: the warmth of the sun on your skin, the aroma of that delicious coffee, the sound of laughter around you. By tuning into your senses, you're pulling yourself back to this tangible reality and away from those heady thoughts. Number 3. Be a mindful mover. Move your body intentionally, whether it's a brisk walk in nature or a few stretches in your living room. Pay attention to the sensations, the feeling of your muscles stretching, your heart beating, your feet hitting the ground. This helps ground you in your body and connect you to the present experience. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a beautiful sunrise, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the fact that you have another day to create something amazing. Number 5. Practice digital detox. Our phones are fantastic tools, but they can also become major time sucks and distractions from the present moment. Set boundaries for yourself, put your phone on silent during meals, take breaks from social media, and carve out time for unplugged activities that nourish your soul. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having breakfast with loved ones. Instead of scrolling through your phone, you're actually present in a conversation, listening intently, sharing stories, and savoring those precious moments. You notice the warmth of the sun on your face, the aroma of fresh coffee filling the air, and the laughter echoing around the table. See that? That's the power of presence. You're fully engaged with life, not just passively observing it from behind a screen. Remember, staying present isn't about achieving some state of perfect serenity all the time. It's about making a conscious effort to be more mindful in each moment. There will be days when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently guide your attention back to the present, like you're coming home after a long journey. So, as we wrap things up, let's recap those key takeaways. Breathe deeply, engage your senses, move with intention, cultivate gratitude, and take breaks from digital distractions. These practices can help you stay grounded in the present moment, no matter how hectic life gets. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little mindfulness boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to stay present, stay calm, and keep creating your best life, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.